Welcome to Making the Difference, a series of programmes from Mary Immaculate College about students and staff, past and present, who have made a difference in some way to the world today. Each episode acts as recognition to a different person for the great and often unrewarded work that they do in their day-to-day lives. Let's hear from today's candidate.
Sister Delia O'Connor, from the Chaplaincy Service here in Mary Immaculate College. I also coordinate the One World Awareness Society, and I link in with the development module in geography and with development education in the education department, and also with other outside agencies like Limerick Fair Trade City. I am the deputy chairperson of Limerick Fair Trade City, and I'm also on the core group for the Limerick Justice Network. Living in Childers Road, it's a regeneration area, just about 10 minutes from the college. I live there with two other Sisters of Mercy. One is a social worker and the other is a counsellor. I came to live there after my time in Brazil, where I spent 7 years. But I was born in Clane County, Limerick. My parents moved in the early 60s to Manister Croom, County Limerick, and thought they got a better farm. I can look back and say I had an enjoyable childhood because it was formed in the... I was reared with a family of nine. We weren't very well off, but I realise now we were very well off. We thought growing up, because we lived in off the road, we were deprived, but now I realise that's a luxury. I had to share a lot of my stuff with my sisters, with my brothers, because we were nine. I envied people who were only children then as a child, because I said, imagine they can have a full packet of Kimberley biscuits or a full pound of sausages. I loved sausages and Kimberley biscuits as a child. So I realised having to share them was not a bad thing at all, because it stood to me in later life. So it's your wedding. I entered the Sisters of Mercy in 69, and I went to Maynooth and took a degree. I took sociology, French, and I was always interested in social action. And then I taught in a lovely boarding school out in Mount Trenchard in Foynes for 12 years. 5 years of that was as a guidance counsellor. I spent 1 year in the 80s studying guidance and counselling in Swansea City, in the University of Swansea, and came across a lot of culturally deprived young people in some of the urban areas of Swansea City. And I used the gifts of pastoral care in Mount Trenchard when I came back for 5 years, and there was an angst in my body, so I felt I needed to go further afield. And I got permission to go to, I got, first of all, to explore Latin America. I got an open check from the congregation. I went to Peru for a summer. And then through that, I met Mercies who were in different parts of the world, in all around the Americas, North America, South America, Central America. And I finished up at a conference in Belize, where I met a whole range of sisters from North, South and Central America. And I came home convinced that really I need to be working there. So then I went to Brazil for 7 years, and I think you already interviewed me for Wired on my work in Brazil. I went there in 86 and I found it the best university that ever was opened up to me, because you were left journeying with the people and you could do nothing until the people were ready. Then we discovered through my literate state, I went to a language school, and then after language school, part of that program was to live for 10 days with a poor family, and I shared a room with father, mother, son and daughter, and it was a great experience. I was so lucky to have a bed of my own. That was in that We were all in the one room, like. So that is new to us from our culture. So that was a great eye-opener. I came back and I lived with three other sisters in a house, and we had two houses in the northeast of Brazil, and we developed the Paulo Freire literacy. We worked on political education, liberation theology, scripture study based on a liberation module, and that was very encouraging. And then we formed communities based, the people we trained local leaders, and they became the leaders of their based communities. And from there we had social action and social transformation, but I found it wonderful. I worked with the youth a lot too, and that gave me great energy. So I think working with the youth there, with my background in guidance and counselling in Foynes and my work as a teacher in a boarding school, I think I really had a gift for working with young people. I found energy in it, and from the feedback from youth, on my transition from Brazil, I did a year in Loyola University in Chicago, and there I, as they would say, majored in campus ministry, working with third level students on campus, because they had a very good program going there. They had teams of campus ministers in all their campuses, and very bright laymen and women, and the priests and sisters there as well. So that really gave me the encouragement to come back here and apply for a job here. So that's how I got here. I suppose when I see students taking initiative, like the One World gives me a buzz, you know, when people lobbied here to get fair trade, you know, and that was a long campaign. We used to have conferences here. We had a few. It was the centenary of the college and it was the 25 years of Trocra, and we hosted that initial third level college conference here, and we had about five students from all the colleges all over Ireland. That picture up there, the banana woman, is in recognition of that. It was, and when I saw students campaigning there, I've met wonderful students, that gave me energy, you know. So getting the fair trade status was a great one. Or when I see students with petitions, like last week, I didn't have anything to do with it as such, but when I saw students questioning the whole campaign of Coca-Cola, now I wouldn't know enough about any of that, but you know, once you see the spirit, once people begin to question like Japan, I had a group of students in here saying, what are we doing for Japan? You know, there are some of the energies for Conquer Cancer, the cancer campaign, some of the other campaigns the students get involved in. Like, I had a group of students below there recently, and I know their families had been touched by cancer, but they just lobbied for it. Some of those issues, you know, are the homework club, and I see young people wanting to volunteer to help with others. And when I see students, particularly at the Access students coming through here and blossoming in college and then transforming that experience into something bigger and bigger and growing, they are some of the things that I love. From my point of view, there was no hospitality room as such for students. Now, the sisters had been here for over 100 years when I came, and they were all doing pastoral care, and some of the staff were. The college was much smaller. Like, the sisters would live in the dormitories. They'd have a room at the end of the res block and stuff up there. So I feel I was only just continuing in that, but adjusting it to a need that was emerging, and that where students could just hop in and move out, and where it was all right not to be all right. Or also a place where we could harvest students' talents. Like, if you look around the posters, you have the Human Rights Quilt. That was created by students and staff. You have that One World, One People. That was created by an artist in Uganda. I was in Uganda with the through as coordinator of the One World, and my link with the Global Education for Development here in the college, CGDE. Like, it was one of those local artists that did that painting. So I think linking faith and action
and development. That is, I don't know whether I have made a difference or not. Like, you look at that, you're always opening Mass 2010. We had it down in the forum, and it was bringing the harvest into it. Like, you have the picture there. And we had some of the student with me, and she's on your ward, and her friend. And it was no bother to her to do a liturgical dance and get into the priest's vestments. So, you know, as Eamon Conway, the head of theology, saying, maybe you have... you have advanced ahead of the Pope, you know, getting women on the altar like that with the priest's vestments. But it's, I think we've always to keep pushing the boundaries, and, you know, there are more ways than one than doing a thing, you know. And harvesting the talents of students is something I really enjoy. I love the song and the songs in the recent one in the show, you know, the wedding singer, you know. Any one of those melodies would be. There was some spirit in that at the end of it. So it's your wedding day, and my music starts.
This programme was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland's Sound and Vision funding scheme. Wired FM would like to thank everybody involved in making the series.